I wonder, have you ever felt like a failure? I wonder, as I have you ever failed an exam? Maybe a GCSE or an A level? Have you ever ran out of petrol and you're in the middle of nowhere and it's late and you have to phone for help and you feel like a failure? Have you ever tried heating up a curry and the lid shrinks as you heat it all up? I have not that long ago. Have you ever lost your concentration while driving and crashed into somebody? I have. Have you ever been dropped for a final at Ravenhill? I have. Have you ever tried, and as you can see, I have quite a lot here. Have you ever tried to hang a picture frame and have your wall crumbles? Have you ever had that sense of failure as your car fails an MOT test? I have. My life, in one sense, could be summed up in a series of failures. Some funny, some less funny. And I'm sure if you ask my wife after, she has many more of my failures, having lived with me for 6 months. However, I wonder, as you listen to Adele just earlier, and as we all know in life, we have some slightly more serious failures. I wonder, have we ever felt our failure is so serious that it is final and that there is no hope? Have we ever logged on to a website and after saying, I will never go there again? Have you ever hurt somebody with your words and with your actions, and you've fractured their whole relationship? Have you acted wrongly in some of your relationships, or maybe in one of your ongoing relationships? As you read the verse here from Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned. I wonder, in the all, are you able to see you are there? I am. If you saw a video of my many, many failures, I would lose my job here, work with the youth. I would lose many of you as friends if you knew the levels of sins in my heart and in my actions. And all of us, I'm sure, at some stage in our life has felt like an absolute failure, and we have thought that our failure is final and that is it. There is no hope. However, there is hope, and this is good news. This is the most amazing news that you'll ever hear and that you can ever share with any of your friends around you. And as we explored for a few minutes, we are going to look at a character in the Bible called Peter, and he's really one of my favourite characters, as I see a lot of who I am in him. He was one of the 12 who followed Jesus around nearly everywhere for 3 years. He saw him heal many. He saw him cast out demons. He saw him control nature with his words. He saw him walk on water. And he has said, Jesus, I will never deny you. Even if everybody else falls away, I will never fall away. An outrageous claim. And just hours after that claim, a lot of us know what happened as Jesus is led to his execution. Let's read just what happens in Luke 20:22. Then, seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat there together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, this man was with him. But he didn't deny it. Woman, I don't know him, he said. A little later, somebody else saw him and said, you also are one of them. Man, I am not, he replied. An hour later, another asserted, certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean. Peter replied, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as he was speaking, the cock crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him. Before the cock crows, you will disown me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. It looks as though he is a failure as a friend and as a follower of Christ. He has walked out on him whenever it mattered most. His words just hours earlier had shown up as empty, utterly worthless. And as you read it here, I wonder if you notice a few things that I had. In verse 54, he follows, however, from a distance. He's not wanting to follow closely, or else he's going to be led to his death as well and associated with Jesus. And as he enters into the courtyard, he looks after himself and he warms himself at the fire. He sat with others as Jesus is led to his death. Here we see Peter warming himself at the fire. Look at verse 56. When he is asked if he knows Jesus from a servant girl, who is one of the lowest of the low in that culture, he's afraid even in front of her to say yes. And he then, on another two occasions, go on and says that I am not a follower of Christ. And then the cock crows. And it hits him what has happened. And a lot of film makers have tried to capture this moment. And they often show it in slow motion. Look at what it says in verse 61. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And their eyes catch across a courtyard. Nothing is said. Nothing needs to be said. He knows that he has failed Jesus, and he is sure that his failure is final. And I wonder in some of our lives, some of our greatest failures? Are they holding us? Are they making us feel as though they are final and we cannot move on and we cannot find hope and forgiveness? Jesus is led away at Annas. Peter is nowhere to be seen at the crucifixion. However, he hears that Jesus has risen from the grave. So he runs and he looks inside and he sees it is true that Jesus is alive. But I wonder, is there a future for Peter, who walked out on Christ whenever it mattered most? Or was his failure final? Should he just forget this whole following Jesus and live life his old way as a fisherman? And we read in John 21 and one of the other Gospels that's actually what happened. A lot of his followers were out fishing and Christ came and showed himself to them, and he then had his breakfast on the shore. And we read from verse 15 what happens just after they have his breakfast. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you know love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." And the good news here is that his failure was not final. His failure neither confined him or defined him. And God had an amazing plan for him in this future. God was going to use him in mighty ways in the early church. He would go on and he would share Christ in large crowds, and many hundreds and thousands were won for Christ under his preaching and his teaching. And he wrote letters, and we even read them in the Bible today. His failure was not final. He realized that he had sinned. He realized he had walked out on him. He realized he followed his own way of living rather than following Christ. He realized that he had sinned. But he also realized that wasn't final. And some of us here need to realize that as well. And I need to realize that. Later on in Romans, we read a lovely verse in Romans 6:23. "For the payoff of sin is death." But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And he realized that the grace of Christ showed him over that meal, over his breakfast, was a free gift. Some say it was his conversion experience. I'm unsure. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. But he grasped the free gift of Christ with all he had. He knew that it would set him free. He knew it would mean his failures were no longer final. And I wonder, as we close, are you feeling your failure is final? Something that's happened last week, last year, or maybe a lot of years ago. I urge you not to let that hold you from a relationship with Christ. No sin like that is an unforgivable sin. Only saying no for the rest of your life is the unforgivable sin. I urge you, say yes. You may have failed God and failed others, although His love will never fail you.